Right now it is time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frick and frack of Nick and Knack. You can find them on the web at tqag.com or right here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Oh, fine. I'm chuckling quite a bit, but
if you watch the video, it's a great video. Like I said, the sad thing.
How did you find them? I know they were killed.
But a friend of mine said to me, "You know what? This is one of the most interesting takes of Sweet Home Alabama you'll ever find."
But it was a while ago.
This particular one was a while ago, in 2009, right. And in 2012, you'll all remember there was a horrible plane crash that most of the Red Choir was killed in.
Yeah.
And they since, you know, repopulated the choir and everything, but
the people who sang that are...
Most of them are, 90% of them are gone, except for the Leningrad Cowboys. They're still around. Okay. And speaking about the Leningrad Cowboys, let's go to the West Palm Cowboys.
Go on.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, that's right.
We're in Jacksonville.
Yeah. We're at our annual conference.
So that means you're actually in Georgia.
I was just going to say, you're in.
Yeah, that's right. The big joke down here is Jacksonville is considered South Georgia.
Exactly right. And I learned that a long time ago when my sister traveled south to go to a bowl game. I was like, okay, got it. So North Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
You're either in North Georgia or, yeah. So,
oh, goodness, yes.
Well,
here at a conference. We are here for the National Auctioneers Association Conference, and Greg and I have been teaching the last 2 days interpersonal communications for auction professionals, and our conference starts this evening. So, actually, yesterday we saw a number of our colleagues from around the country, and it's been great because our class even has 15 different auctioneers that sell a variety of different assets. They do personal property as well as selling cattle, machinery and equipment, farm land and equipment, personal property, and from all parts of the country. And real estate, which has been really interesting. And so it's been great to catch up with our colleagues too, especially my good friend Rich Shore, who also... He's been on the show before, and he's here teaching USPAP, the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, the 15-hour, and I'll be doing the 7-hour at the end of the conference. So we have a lot going on. Greg, what's been your takeaway?
Well, I'm here because of teaching the interpersonal class, but I'm also here because every 2 years I have to take my... the 7-hour USPAP course so that I can maintain my my USPAP qualification. So I'm also here as a student this time instead of just as a participant. So the classes here at the conference every year, there are many great classes here and great instructors and designation classes. And some of the classes at the NAA are not just one session. Some of them, for example, the CAI, which is the Certified Auction...
with the Certified Auctioneer Institute.
Auction Institute. That's a 3-year program. So some of the classes here are... just to get you caught up. Some of them are to get new designations. But as appraisers, I think we've talked about this in the past, we are required to maintain a level of excellence that a lot of people don't realize appraisers have to maintain.
And continuing education.
People kind of think that appraisers just do this on the side sometimes, and it's like, oh, well, you know, and that you can appraise anything. Well, you might not be able to appraise everything, but if you're in an organization like the NAA, you can reach out to one of its many, many qualified members who will be able to help you with that particular asset that you are appraising. So
that's one of the networks. Yeah, it's that network that really makes a difference. But about that network, which I found what I find interesting, is to be able to get the pulse of what's going on in different marketplaces around the country. Last night, we had dinner with a friend of ours who's an auctioneer up in Maine, Ruth. And she's been doing some real estate, but she also is doing some appraisals as well as some benefit auctions. And to hear her successes and what has been going on, and I'm kind of a proud papa as well, because she was in a number of my classes, both the graduate personal property appraisal class, the USPAP class, the interpersonal class, and to see her development over the years. This is what really energizes us when we come and do this, is to reconnect with some of our colleagues that we've seen, and to see them implement some of the techniques and the methodology that we've used to be successful in our business, and to see them make it their own and take it to a whole nother level. So that's another aspect of this. And the conference, as I said, starts tonight. There's a welcome party, and then tomorrow is a general session. And I'll also be doing some breakout panel discussions on IRS appraisals, and also doing one on presentation skills, on how to bring your best self to your presentation.
Oh, I think that's, you know what I'm really interested in, and I think it's just fascinating, because I was going to ask you about this anyway, not focusing on the conference itself, is how important it is for people to actually understand what goes into something. And I'm not talking mm-hmm. about the actual sausage making, like first you have to pluck the feathers and then you have to do this and this.
Right.
But I am talking about, you know, the assumption that, okay, I'll just sell this.
The assumption that things just happen.
Yeah.
Just happen.
And,
right.
And so,
and
oh,
not all the
I'll call
work
the.
That
right.
goes into.
You know, I have it happen all the time, still to this day. People say to me, what an easy job you have going, just sitting there and talking. Well, wait a second here. It's not a backbreaking job, but it's much more than the 3 hours a day it appears.
For the amount
right.
of time
well,
that we've
I'd
done.
Like to thank you, Jill, for acknowledging that and bringing that up, because it more often than not, people think that what we do as appraisers doesn't require any kind of background
right.
or doesn't require investment of time.
And they also see
so,
that show on TV where people bring their preset antiques, and in 5 minutes you've got an appraisal of $100,000.
And
right.
they have no idea. And so anyway, basically that takes me, what I was thinking of is it's a pretty, the only word I can think of is rarefied, and that's probably not the right word. But when you are in the business of knowing about a particular field, or even if you're general, it requires a great deal of knowledge, information. You know, you really
yes.
have to
well, and the
know
research
your stuff.
And the work
right.
that goes into it, and a lot of it is even just preparing for these classes and these presentations. There's a lot of work that goes into putting things together to make sure that it flows properly and can be presented, and the message gets across in a way that is going to be impactful, make a difference. And that's what people just, and then of course you make it look so easy. Everyone thinks, oh gosh. And that's where that comes in, is that professional side is all of that hard work. And that's what we talk about in the interpersonal class, is that it's a lot about the hard work that you have to do individually to really, then when you're put on the spot and have to perform or to do your presentation, all that hard work pays off. And it's just like any other sport, any other athlete, any other professional, is that it's practice, 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 and putting yourself out there and taking those opportunities and walking through the door.
Well, before we run out of time, we cannot forget to mention the highlight of the week, which is on Friday evening, and that is
oh, yeah.
the International Auctioneers Championship. And I have to brag a little bit, some bragging right here. We've coached several of the people who have ended up being champions, and last year was a wonderful championship, because the two people who won were also we were coaching students of ours. And this year, after a year of being ambassadors for the NAA, the International Auctioneer Champion, Sarah Rose Bittner, and the male champion, Dustin Rogers, have really taken on the challenge of being a fantastic ambassador for the organization, fundraising, working through St. Jude Hospital. It's a tremendous opportunity for an auctioneer, a talented auctioneer, and in this year in our class we have I think 4 or 5 people who
potentials.
Are entering
their
potential.
So they are doing the other thing that we're doing, so we are going to be coaching and helping, especially for the IIC, but also there's a live webcast, and I have the honor to be one of the hosts for that. So I will be also commentating for the competition, and that'll be broadcast probably on Facebook and also on the web. So that'll be a fun day. And Marshall, I feel your pain. It's all day. It's just sitting around talking. It's just real easy.
Getting up in front of everyone and saying, "Hey, let's sell this."
They don't realize
with a camera.
We'll
also have a camera.
they don't realize it's like when you go to a funeral and the grave is already dug. How right. convenient, you know? Well, guess what? There were people there for like 5 hours today. That's what we do when we're not talking.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great week.
Oh, hey, thanks. We'll talk to you next week from home.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.
The Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, live from Jacksonville, Florida, this morning here on The Breakfast Club.